We are sure you've all become aware of the emotional turning over of many, many things. It is partly the reason for some of your fatigue and some of your drawing into home, shall we say, holding it close and tight. It is peaceful and familiar. This is a necessary part of this change that is happening. And so we understand that impulse. At the same time, there is a, what should we call it? A twin impulse for exactly the opposite. And you are feeling these two things at the same time. The one, the wanting to draw in, the wanting to be at home, and the other, the wanting to go out and explore new areas. And you will find that these two are very close together. And you may not be feeling the second one now, but it will not be long before you will be feeling it. So we want to tell you to simply take care of yourself, be accepting of whatever it is that you are feeling, be patient with yourself. And when you are patient with yourself, then your ability to move out will return to you, but it will be different. We have often heard you joke about the five-year plan, and we all know that you smile at that, maybe you even smirk at that, because it is such, the times are so changeable that it is difficult to know about tomorrow, let alone 5 years from now. And while all that is going on, you are going to feel all kinds of things about your plans. And so we want you to know that you need to be patient with it, because the world has not stopped enough for you to be able to know exactly what it is that, what way you really want to move forward. So when we are looking at our own reactions to the world, we want to remember to be kind to ourselves, to be patient with ourselves, and to know if ever there was a theme, this is the theme. More will be revealed. And there's some part of us waiting for enough to be revealed so that we know how to move forward. And right now, that is not available to us. So we want to say the key word here is patience and trusting the universe, as the world itself is not only upset and troubled, but it is being rewritten. Things are turning over and things are being rewritten. So what we want to do here is extend the same kindness to ourselves that we would extend to others. And if we can do that in as many places as we can do that, and if we can be understanding of the impact that it is having on us, then we are going to be fine. But there are going to be some feelings that seem to be contradictory. And we do not want you to worry about that, because the world is remaking itself. And in a strange way, it is as though you are working on a recipe. And it is a new recipe. And so you are adding the things that you think will work, but you do not know, and you have that feeling of not knowing. And what we are going to say to you is, do not worry. The shape of the world will change. You will be able to see more. So to stay busy is a good thing, but we want to be careful, because it is a time when a great deal of energy is required simply to walk through the day. And that means we allow for naps, we allow for slowing down of some things where we might normally be speeding up. We want to do that. We want to allow for all of that. And so these are the day-to-day things. But of course, while we are counseling you about this, there are enormous changes happening in your world, in your country, in your political regime, in all of that. Things are being turned over so quickly that there is barely time to find balance before something else turns over. And this, of course, explains part of your need to draw in, to be safe, to take care of yourself. That is what is going on here. So do not worry about it. There is a grand plan that is working itself out now, and you are part of it. But we are not to the part yet where you can see what your part is in all of this. So loving patience, loving kindness, and trust that when this path becomes more stable, you will be able to see where it is you truly want to go. So when we are looking at this kind of change, it is hard to know the question, let alone the answer. And that is why our focus does not necessarily need to be to get the answers. Our focus needs to be quiet and still enough so that we are able to hear the right questions. And some of those are going to be unique because of the changing world. They are not perhaps going to be where you thought they would be, but they will nonetheless be there. So when you are walking in this time, with respect to what this time is, be very gentle with yourself. Be very gentle with yourself. So we are going to take a few moments and talk about change together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Open the crown. Let the green of healing flow through your body, going to every place that might have been irritated or hurt. Feel the flow of that light into that place. Fill with the blue of peace. Feel it flow into your thoughts and your emotions. Feel the blue of peace in your heart and in your body. And let it gentle everything. Let it make calm. Now see that there is a path in front of you, and the path is a path of peace. It is an energy where everything is in balance and everything is healing and everything is in touch with the universe. So you walk on the path and ahead of you, you see a circle of light, bright and strong and true. And you walk into that light and let that light flow through your body. And know that that light connects you to the universal light. And in this light, all is well. And let this path take you back to your heart center and illuminate your heart, this beautiful place that you have created for yourself with the universe. And go to the place where water is flowing. And drink that water to refresh your spirit. Now see that a path opens and is illuminated and calls you. And you move toward that path. And when you step onto it, you let go of the earth, let go of the world, let go of all of it. And let the path take you upward. And feel how light you are. And know that all that you breathe contains the blessings of the universe for whatever you need, for whatever serves you in the light. And breathe in those blessings as the path itself moves you upward. Feel how light you are becoming. And come to the place of the blue flame. And let anything that worries you go into the blue flame, which transmutes everything. And if you wish to do so, step into the blue flame so that all the things around you are taken up, pulled away from you, put into the transmutational cycle, and let it have everything, the worries, the pain, the anxiety, the overworked brain, give it all to the blue flame. And when you step out of the blue flame, see that the blue flame has taken it all and it gives you back a symbol. Rest the mind, know the symbol. Thank you. come back to the path and begin to let the path move you upward again. Lighter and lighter. Until you come to the place of joy. And standing in this place, let all the things that are joyful for you flow into your mind, into your body. Now step back onto the path, breathing in the blessings that the universe is sending you. Feel how light you've become. And you come to the place of the gift. Resting your mind, know your gift. Now see that your teacher is here, your teacher who walks with you and protects you and loves you wherever you are. Thank your teacher for coming here and receive your teacher's blessing. Now turn and come back down the path again, breathing in the blessings that the universe is sending you. And come back down until you are into your heart center. And when you're in your heart center, breathe into your body. To balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.